Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hammer and Rails podcast. With you, as always, I'm your host, Andrew Ledman.
And I'm Casey Bartley.
And you may notice Casey has a nice, deep baritone in this podcast. He is currently a little sick, but, you know, he loves you all so much that he is powering through. So we are here recording on a Wednesday just so that we can get this out for you before the Nebraska game on Friday. So that is how much Casey cares.
Yes, I'm all here for the people.
That's right. So there are two things we're going to cover today. First, Purdue and the Big Ten released the updated football schedules for the 2022 season. So we're going to take a look at that. Maybe give a quick prediction on what we think for next season. Obviously, we will not hold ourselves to these, considering the season just ended a couple weeks ago. But it's going to be fun to look ahead for once to an exciting season of Purdue football coming up. And then we'll take a break and then come back and talk about the upcoming game against Nebraska, which hopefully will be another Purdue victory because, well, for one thing, Nebraska not that good. And number two, the game is taking place in Mackey. So hopefully that should help us. So, Casey, have you had a chance to look at the new and improved 2020 Purdue football schedule? I'm sorry, 2022.
Wow.
I don't know what year it is.
2020 might have got better. Let's go back there so we can do this all over again.
Yeah, everybody would love. I think when 2022 started, everybody was like, you know, I wish I could go back to 2020 and start all over.
Yeah.
Just do this pandemic once again, you know, like a Groundhog Day.
Can't think of anything we could have done better.
Exactly. No notes. So there were very few changes to the schedule. I think a lot of it had to do with making sure teams did not play the same opponents from the, you know, within the conference, obviously, in home games year after year or back to back years. So there were some tweaks. I'm going to go through the entirety of the schedule here real quick, just so everybody knows. First game of the season, we open at home against Penn State. So we again open the season with a Big Ten game. Then Indiana State comes to Purdue.
Is that a D1 school?
Indiana State?
In football?
I don't know if they're D1 in football. You Google that while I read the rest of the schedule.
Okay.
Then we head to Syracuse, which we played Syracuse last, I believe, in 2004, which was my freshman year. We beat them 51-0, so that was a fun game to be at. Purdue returns to home to face FAU, And then we get into the rest of the Big Ten schedule. So we go to Minnesota, we go to Maryland, come home against Nebraska, go to Wisconsin, home against Iowa, go to Illinois, home against Northwestern, and then we are on the road, the final game of the season in Bloomington for the old Oak and Bucket game. So that is your season for 2022. I believe the only tweaks might have been to Iowa and Nebraska, but I could be wrong there. Maybe Wisconsin as well. So I think they just switched home versus away on those, but not a whole lot was different. So no opponents changed for Purdue. I know there was a possibility of that happening as the Big Ten announced some things, but it doesn't look like that happened to Purdue. So, Casey, do we know if Indiana State is a D1 program?
Or I guess an FBS. So that was my question, because this says they are a Division I football team in the Missouri Valley Football Conference.
Let's see. I honestly know sports guys. Well, I mean, who can keep track of who's Division I and what and FBS? And I mean, I honestly just don't know.
I do believe it is the highest level of football.
Oh, no. According to Wikipedia, the source for everything, it says they competed in the 2021 Division I FCS.
So it's different.
Yes, FCS is the football championship.
So both Division I.
Well, yes, it's Division I, but I mean, it's like these are like it's almost like Division II in football.
I'm asking you to explain this to me like I'm very dumb.
Okay, I will explain this to you like you're very dumb. So the FBS or Football mm-hmm. Bowl subdivision are the big schools like the Big Ten, the Pac-12, ACC, SEC schools like that, and everybody else. The one with bowl games, yes. Okay. And the FCS is the one that has the championship bracket at the end of it. So
schools can say they're Division One.
Yeah.
So the Division One is meaningless.
More or less, yeah. I mean, that's – so, like, FCS is, like, Appalachian State is a big name. South Dakota State, I think, is one of the big ones. They're still not going to be – or maybe North Dakota State is the one that just keeps crushing people. But either way, they're going to be listed as an FCS opponent. So should be a cakewalk.
We are taking on an FCS team whose greatest season was in 1983 when Coach Dennis Rates led team to the second round of the 83 Division I football championship.
Well, there you go.
Their greatest season is just going into the second round.
I mean, no one said this was going to be a blockbuster matchup.
Why are they on our roster?
Well,
this is like UConn all over again.
Well, here's the thing. They make these schedules so far in advance.
Hold on. You can't use that excuse.
No, hold on. Listen, because this was probably before they changed the rules on scheduling FCS teams. So we may have had this on the books for a long time. I'm not saying, we thought maybe they'd be a good opponent. Oh, absolutely not.
Did we schedule it in 1983 when we thought they were on the rise going into the second round?
We were like, this team is going to be good in about 20, 30, maybe even 40 years. Huh. Let's throw them on the schedule.
This is a little weird, right?
It is a little weird. But, I mean, it's when you're a big – I mean, when you're a big conference college football program, you invariably will schedule some cupcakes.
The P stands for pity.
Some cupcakes are bigger than others, and this is a very large cupcake. So we can chalk that one up to a win. I mean, I think I don't think that's stretching it too much to put that one in Sharpie, as Travis likes to say. So that is one we should be assured of win. But for me, I mean, starting out at home is obviously good, but a game against Penn State to open the season seems like that could be pretty tough.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I mean, seems like lately we've started the season against Northwestern. Seems to have been what we've done lately.
When's the last time we beat Penn State?
That is a good question. If I click on the history tab here, I can find that out. But
it doesn't feel like we ever beat them, right?
It's some
power order between them and Wisconsin that we just constantly get crushed.
According to this, we have beat them 3 times ever.
Ever?
It looks like we've only played 19 times, 3 wins, 15 losses, and 1 tie.
How did we tie?
I assume we each scored the same amount of points.
We haven't always had this super awesome way of doing overtimes?
No.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm learning a lot about football today, Ledman.
I know. It's pretty interesting for you. So the last time Purdue won was 2004. We won at State College, 20-13. Since then, we are on a 9-game losing streak.
It sounds right.
Yep, 9-game losing streak to Penn State. And we tied in 1952, it was 20-20.
1952.
Yep. So okay. 70 years ago. I don't think they had the same overtime rules at that point. We didn't do the 9 overtime games where you have to go for 2.
That's fair. Well, we'll get Indiana State afterwards, so at least there's that.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, starting the season with Penn State is worrisome for me. They're obviously going to be a good team. We don't know how their season will go, but when you've lost 9 in a row to a team, they're obviously consistently putting on a better product than you are. This, of course, was a great season for Purdue, and we've got a lot coming back. Brock Thompson had his knee surgery today. He said he came out successful, so we're hoping he comes back.
He's got 3 knees now.
Yes, 3 knees. So he is ready to go. Aiden O'Connell, of course, coming back. That's going to be huge for this offense. So we just got to hope they continue to build and they can come out ready to go from game one. There shouldn't be any quarterback controversy that's going to slow down this offense in the offseason, as we've had seemingly for every season under Jeff Brohm. I mean, AOC obviously will be the designated starter throughout the summer, throughout everything.
Glad you could join me on that finally.
Yes. Yeah. Casey's been on the AOC train right. the whole offseason. So
choo-choo.
He finally convinced me, so I hope having that offensive continuity, I think, will be big for this team. We've just got to hope that those wide receivers who were injured and missed the bowl game for academic reasons are able to come back, because a guy like Milton Wright is somebody who we definitely need and will make everybody's life a little easier. So he's someone we definitely have to have back. There was one other thing before we take a look at the rest of the schedule that came out today. It looks like it was announced via, I think, Golden Black. But apparently the Purdue offensive line coach, Neil Callaway, is just retiring.
No. They did really well last year.
I know. I was surprised. You know, they really improved from where we thought they were going to be. And so he obviously did a pretty good job with that unit. So now Brohm will be looking for, it sounds like, 3 different coaches this offseason.
Yeah, that's a lot of coaching, a little bit of a coaching carousel. Then again, you're not a successful program unless you're losing assistant coaches.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. You love to have continuity because that means you've got a program that's secure and settled, and it helps with recruiting and helps with hopefully building up the rest of the program and getting some good reserves in there. But when you lose coaches after a successful season, you can't really be too mad unless those coaches are leaving because there's something inherently wrong with the program or there's no money being invested. So
what about if they want to just go enjoy their leisure? That seems pretty lame.
Yeah. Yeah. Retiring. I mean, I think retiring, it's not as bad as a few years back when Purdue lost the guy to open a Chick-fil-A.
Say what?
Yeah. You don't remember that? Our special teams coordinator, he was like, I'm done with football. And he went, I think, somewhere in Texas and he opened a Chick-fil-A and now he runs a Chick-fil-A.
Huh? Well, huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is probably the most bizarre way to lose a coach I can remember.
I guess he really wanted Sundays off.
Yeah. He just was like, I'm tired of having to watch film on Sundays, get film ready. I'm just going to open a Chick-fil-A, guaranteed Sundays off all the time. So good for him. So, I mean, I think the non-conference schedule for Purdue is, I mean, it's Indiana State, Syracuse, and FAU. I mean, those are 3 games Purdue should win. So I would think 3-0 in the non-conference should be what we expect. I mean, do you disagree with me there?
No. Do you know what the Florida Atlantic, what their thing is?
Like their mascot?
Yeah.
Are they the Owls or something?
They're the Owls. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's not a normal mascot for sure.
Owls are cool. They're dope.
All right, well.
We like owls here.
Yeah, we number one owl podcast. So, you know, if you're looking for more owl facts, just continue to tune in.
I think the one thing you notice from the schedule, though, isn't what's on the schedule, even though owls are cool. They're on it.
They are very cool.
But there's no Ohio State, no Michigan, and no non-conference, you know, big baddie to take on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a winnable schedule.
Yeah, it's going to make a huge difference. If this team truly wants to take another step forward, this is a pretty good schedule to do that. Like you said, no Michigan, no Ohio State, and you don't have a huge non-conference game with big implications. So it could be a pretty good opportunity, especially if they come out of the gate with a victory against Penn State. You know, it is a home game. Hopefully it'll be maybe a late afternoon or night game, get a big, good, rowdy crowd in there in Ross Aid, And then you win that game. I mean, you can start 4-0 and you head to what has been Jeff Brohm's kind of bugaboo is playing Minnesota, has had no success against PJ Fleck. And we would obviously love to win that game. That would be a huge win for Purdue because those two coaches were hired at the same time. Fleck, of course, was associated with the Purdue opening, and we went elsewhere. Rumors of, you know, him turning down the Purdue job and going to Minnesota, but who knows how much of that is real.
We didn't have enough lakes.
Yes, not enough lakes.
Boats would have been,
you know,
wasted.
Boats, you can't row a boat if there are no lakes, and, nope. And really no one wants to go on the Wabash in a boat. So
it's true.
I don't blame him. You know, if that was his reasoning, you gotta respect that.
Yeah, you gotta make sure everything makes sense. Your boats, your water, and your weird little zip-ups with a tie underneath.
Yes.
What a strange man.
he does seem to have a quirky little situation going on there. It's working for them, I suppose. But we would definitely love to get a victory against PJ Fleck because he's one of those guys who kind of annoys me. But who knows? But Brohm has had some trouble with him. So, I mean, are there any real games? Obviously, the one game that always sticks out is anytime Purdue plays Wisconsin.
Now we're just gonna lose it. Like, it's fine.
I mean, and now we have to go to Madison.
It's fine.
And
we get Iowa after a bye week again.
Oh yes, we do. And Iowa is at home. I mean, we beat them last season on the road. Now they come into Ross-Ade, and we do get a bye week to prepare for them. So hopefully that is the secret sauce that Brohm needs to again beat what will probably be a pretty good Iowa team once again.
Yeah, we'll have David Bell to, you know, record 200 receiving yards, but I'm sure we can find someone else. That last four games are very winnable.
Yeah.
If you can just, you know, maybe carry two losses into those last four, you got to feel really good about a historic Purdue season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, ending the season like that on a four-game win streak, having those three non-conference games you could win, I mean, that's seven wins right there. And then you're looking at, you know, five other games where I don't know other than, I mean, at Wisconsin, I think that's going to be a real struggle. But, I mean, there's not really a game where you look at it and automatically say Purdue's going to lose that game. And that is a strange feeling.
It is. I think it's safe to say we're going to go our discussions this offseason are going to be in a much different light and tone compared to what we went into last season.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of darkness and a lot of question marks coming into the 2021 season. And I think both of us feel a lot more optimistic going into 2022. So one question, and then we'll back off of this. I'll give you my answer first, just so you have a little time. Looking at the schedule, what is your predicted outcome right now, not knowing anything about, you know, possible injuries, transfers, additions, anything like that? For me, I look at it and I think 8-4. The games that I question and have as losses right now are Penn State. I said at Maryland just because I feel like Purdue has, you know, we have not played well at Maryland, and you never know how Maryland is going to do. They've been up and down, and that one just scares me a little bit. At Wisconsin is another one, and then at Minnesota, I had that as a loss as well, just because, again, Purdue has not beat Minnesota under Jeff Brohm, and you never want to go into an opponent who you've never beat into their stadium, and just you can't really guarantee a win in that situation. So until Brohm shows me otherwise, I would say games against Wisconsin and Minnesota are ones I'm not looking forward to.
Yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and say 9-3.
Right.
Like you said, it's a winnable schedule, and if we can just flip, you know, the Minnesota game or the Maryland game, win one of those two, you got to feel pretty good about, you know, then it just becomes taking care of Iowa. And I'm sure Northwestern will be better next year, but, you know, I feel like
Yeah, they don't usually stay down for long under Fitzgerald.
AOC's got a pretty good track record against them, so, yeah, if he's going to win 9-10 games in the season, this is going to be the schedule to do it with. So AOC and that offense should hit the ground running. He's been there for a long time now, and Brohm should have everything he wants going into this season.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, they should know what the offensive identity is. They should know what these players are capable of. And hopefully we'll just slot in some additional players, playmakers at running back and maybe a wide receiver here or there. And like you said, offense should be pretty good. Defense should still be pretty good as well. I mean, obviously we're losing some folks, but we should have a lot of talent back there still. So that is a way too early look at the 2022 schedule. We are going to go ahead, take a break. We'll come back and look at the upcoming game against Nebraska that is coming up for Purdue basketball.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we are back with you to talk about Purdue basketball's upcoming game against Nebraska. Going to be this Friday. Tip-off is at 6:30 p.m., so that's a bit unusual, so make sure to be available then. It's going to be on FS1 also, so make sure you have that channel, because I know I've had a cable package before that does not.
Ooh, you're scaring me, buddy.
Oh, I think FS1 at this point, it's a little bigger than it used to be, so most folks have it. So this is going to be, obviously, the return to action for the men's team. They have not had a game since January 8th. Because the game against Michigan was postponed due to COVID issues on the Michigan team. So now we've got a little bit of a layoff, and hopefully that'll be good for the team. And Nebraska has not had a layoff. They just had a game yesterday. Most recent game was against number 25, Illinois. Ended up losing by 10, but the game was actually pretty close. So I've noticed the trend this year with the men's team that they really struggle when a team has like a go-to guy, a big name, or a star, or a powerful guard. And Casey, does Nebraska have someone like that on this team who could possibly take over the game?
If by that you mean, do they have players that shoot a lot? Yes.
Well, I mean, shooting a lot would be part of scoring, so yeah.
Yeah, Bryce McGowan's is their go-to guy. He's a 6'7 freshman. He's also shooting 25% from three.
That's not great.
So, and he's taking like 80 of them on the season.
Oh, my.
So,
that is bad.
He shoots it a lot, and a lot of the times it doesn't go in. Verge Jr. is pretty good. He is a senior little 6'3 guard. He shoots 24% from three.
Also, not great.
Not great.
See, here's what worries me about this. Mm-hmm. I feel like every time we do this, you tell me so-and-so is a volume shooter, and he hits, you know, low 20s, low 30s from three. And then I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm feeling confident. And then we go into the game, and they start out hot and hit like 4 of 4 from three. I'm just worried that's going to happen once again.
Yeah, it's the Purdue effect. We are born to give low-level players their high-level moments. Look. I've sang this song, done this little dance. Nebraska's not good, and for some reason, that really hasn't mattered in Purdue games so far. They're playing the best ball of their season. As you said this week, they took Illinois to a pretty close game, lost by 10. They took Ohio State 10 days ago into overtime. They're a Big Ten team. They're not a good Big Ten team. They're not a good offense. They're not a good defense. They're really bad at rebounding, which should really work out in our favor.
Yeah, that'll definitely help Purdue because that's like we've said again and again, offensive rebounding, allowing offensive rebounding is one thing where Purdue has struggled.
Yeah, so look, we should be able to handle them. It's a Friday night game. It's at home. We should win by 20. Will we? It's a Big Ten. It would be nice to see our offense really get going and us not to allow a guard to go crazy. Those two things, if we could make happen at the same time, would make me feel a lot better about a team that's been struggling.
Yeah. I mean, like we were talking about before we started recording, I mean, their victories, I mean, right now they're sitting at 6-11, and their best victory, honestly, I struggle to find which one it is. I mean, you said I think it was Southern.
Yep.
And I assume you're basing that on KenPom, right?
Indeed.
But, I mean, their victories are against teams like Sam Houston, Idaho State, Southern, Tennessee State, South Dakota, and Kennesaw State.
This, like, on paper, is one of the worst Big Ten teams in the last decade. Right?
Oh, wow.
Like, they're bad. They're bad, bad. You know, it's a new coach, new program, trying to get their settings in a school that's not very good at athletics. So, it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
I'm most annoyed by Nebraska being in the Big Ten. If you can't tell.
Yeah, you had a real chip on your shoulder about them when it came to football as well. But I mean, I get that.
They're annoying.
Yeah, and I mean, they're such a historic. I mean, they're a historically good football school, and they've never really seemingly been interested in basketball. So it's not really surprising that they've struggled to adapt to Big Ten basketball.
I like their old coach too. I'm sad they got rid of him.
Oh yeah, he always seemed like a really
Coach Miles.
Amicable guy. Yeah, he always was kind of goofy, smiley on the sidelines.
Yeah, and they replaced him with the giant, like, fart stain, Fred Hoiberg.
That's quite the descriptor.
It's accurate. He is a brown, stinky goo mess on all our houses.
I'm just going to let that go. We're going to move on.
I'm on a lot of cough medicine.
Yeah, I can tell. So, I mean, is there anything that we really need to watch out for or know about this Nebraska team that we haven't gone over?
No, this is all can Purdue play their game? Like, just do it. I guess one thing, Verge has the most insane assist rate I've ever seen. Alonzo Verge, the little guard, he's got a 44.1% assist rate.
So
the ball will be in his hands at all times, and then he passes to someone and they shoot.
I mean, that's how basketball works.
44% is very high.
Yeah. I mean, what's our highest rate on our team?
I knew you were going to ask.
Well, I mean, you're bringing up numbers. I want to at least have a comparison so people have an idea.
Trevion Williams has a 31.7 assist rate right now.
Oh, wow. And I mean, okay, so this guy, yeah, a lot of assists.
10% more of his possessions end in an assist than Trey's.
Okay. Yeah, so, and I mean, Trey, obviously, we've talked numerous times about how great of a passer he is.
Right.
So, this guy must be someone who can make some plays, so he'll be something to look out for. But as you said, I mean, we hope this is going to be a game where Purdue plays their game and should walk away with a victory. You know, the Purdue team we saw earlier in the year certainly would walk away with this game, but, you know, the Purdue we've seen lately has been a little shaky, having a little trouble on both ends of the floor. We loved the effort a little bit more in the Penn State game. So hopefully that is the team that shows up this Friday, because I think if that team shows up, Purdue will certainly win.
Yeah. And I think just to give another KenPom ranking to tell you where Nebraska is, our lowest ranked Big Ten opponent has been Rutgers. They're 98th best team in the country. That feels about right. Right. Like, they're good, but they're not. Nebraska is 159th.
Oh my.
Yeah. They are way down. So this is by far the worst team we will face for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Probably counting the NCAA tournament.
Wow. All right. So just based on numbers alone, this is a game that we would hope Purdue won't struggle with.
Yeah, and we don't go there. It's
right.
This is just the
right.
One
game it is a home game. Yeah. So hopefully this will be it. But we would love to walk away with a victory. Maybe give Purdue a little bit more confidence because
we need some swag back, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because after this Nebraska game, schedule ramps up pretty quick. We go to Illinois and go to IU in our next two games. So we'd really like to get the team back into a flow before those games. So hopefully this Nebraska game can be that for the team.
Yeah, I just want to see our guys go off. It'd be nice if we get to 100 and hold them under 70.
Yeah, well, there you go. I don't think we're going to get to 100, I think high 70s, probably low 80s is where we've been hanging around lately, and I'll take that. So,
I want more.
I mean, I do too, but I'm taking it gradually. You know, I'm just going to be happy to get these wins. So, all right. So hopefully we can walk out of Mackey Arena with a victory, and I'm going to allow Casey to save his voice. So we'll just end it there for now. We will be back with you again next week as we talk about this game and look ahead to the games against Illinois. And then we'll probably talk a little Indiana as well, just because it's just such a fun rivalry. We always like to talk about them a little bit. So
for Casey, about IU.
There you go. So for Casey and myself, let's go Boilers.
How about the Boilers?
Perfect.
All right.
Try to like drink some chamomile tea or tea with lemon. I don't know what the hell you need to do, but you do something.
Tequila.
That seems opposite.
Yeah.
But you know, you do you. You know your body better than I do.